Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. The first two verses of Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. All hail King Jesus. Crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Heavenly Father, with grateful hearts we come into your presence today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who said he was the only mediator between us and you, and that he was the door, he was the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And we enter your presence today in his name to worship you and to praise your holy name and to thank you, Father, for the free gift of grace, stamping our debt paid in full because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. All through eternity, Lord, we will thank you for that free gift of salvation, accomplishing for us what we could not accomplish for ourselves. It is by grace that we have been saved, through faith and not of ourselves, lest any man should boast. And we thank you, Father, for that. And for this program today, we thank you for accepting our worship and our praise. And Father, I pray that those that are listening today might share in that worship today, that all across the country we can gather with one voice of hallelujah praise the Lord. And Father, I thank you for your love for us. Not just that you're a great God, there is none like you, but that your love is great as well, and your compassion and your mercy for us, and the fact that we were created to have fellowship with you, to praise you and to worship you, just as the angels are doing at this very moment in your presence, as they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And we echo those thoughts today. You are holy, Father, and we worship you, and we praise your holy name. And Father, I thank you that you have placed in our hearts the Holy Spirit so that those around us might observe your attributes living in us. And Father, I pray that if there is anything in our lives that is displeasing to you, you'll show that to us so that we can confess it to you and cease those actions in our lives, so that the fragrance of Christ might be evident to all we come in contact with today and this week. Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise you and we worship you today here on A Call to Worship. When the Spirit of the Lord is in this place, our hearts are warmed by His embrace. All our doubts and our fears we find erased when the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. My God is so good to all of us. What a beautiful song from a fairly new album by Sheila Walsh called Celtic Lullabies, Gentle Worship. It's a wonderful album. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. Coming up in a few seconds, we're going to share with you the 118th Psalm, right in the middle of your Bible. And now let me share with you the 118th Psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, His love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and He answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resounded in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and He made His light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever.
And now, let the wind. give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
We believe.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining us on this first weekend in November. And in the background right now, we're listening to a song by Mary Beth Carlson entitled, I Wonder As I Wander. Do you ever feel like that in your walk with the Lord? You wonder a lot about things as you wander through life? We're going to be sharing a devotional a little later on by Dr. Charles Stanley about the fragrance of Christ. How we want to show people Jesus Christ in our lives just by the way we act and the way we talk and the way we appear to them. Now, it's nothing great in our part. It's just letting Christ work His life through us, His fragrance through us. We can communicate the presence of the Savior because it is Jesus Christ Himself who lives within. And the people we come into daily contact with can experience an encounter with Christ as we submit to His Lordship. We'll be talking a little bit more about the fragrance of Christ and how we can let other people feel that and see that and be aware of that in our lives as we submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. That will be coming up a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, I want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. You know, it's been a tough year. We've been down percentage-wise over last year, and last year we were down over the year before. So we need to hear from you during these last couple of months. And to encourage you and to say thank you, I've got a wonderful Christmas CD that I want to send out to you, performed by Mary Beth Carlson. We use Mary Beth a lot on Call to Worship, and we have for years. And she's made available to us one of her Christmas CDs called The Heart of Christmas. That's a title song of this CD that actually she wrote herself, and she talks about a little bit in the liner notes why she wrote this song and what the history is. But there's a lot of good Christmas music on this, like some of the familiar songs like Carol of the Bells, O Holy Night, O Come All Ye Faithful, and others. There are some other songs that aren't quite Christmassy, like Majesty and Amazing Grace, a wonderful medley that she's put together. That's on this one, too. And there are other songs. Actually, there are 15 cuts with about 18 or 19 different songs on this Christmas CD, mostly Christmas. I want to send a copy of this out to you if you'll write to us and send a gift here in the end of the year. Now, you can write in now or you can wait till December. We'll send it out to you then. But if you can help us now, I would appreciate it. And if you send in a gift now and receive this CD, you'll have it before Thanksgiving, and as the Christmas season starts, you can play it in your home or in your car, wherever you want to get into that Christmas spirit. So pray about it, won't you? And then Write us a letter and let us know you're going to stand with us here at the end of the year. You know, December is our letter month. Let's make it November and December our letter months here at Call to Worship. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. By the way, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of great things on that website, including the fact that you can actually listen to Call to Worship on demand anytime you want, on your computer, on your iPad, anything that you can connect to the internet, you can listen to Call to Worship. So I hope you'll stop by and visit us, or stop by and listen to the program. Pray about it and send your gift if you can to Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to some more music here on A Call to Worship. Coming up next, we're going to hear from the Maranatha Singers and the song entitled, We Are Here to Praise You, and May the Fragrance of Jesus Fill This Place.
We are here to praise you, lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can bring.
Sacrifice of life.
May the fragrance of Jesus fill this place. May the beauty of Jesus fill my life. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, entitled A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Corporation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says this, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." Today I want to talk a little bit about the fragrance of Christ. There was a young man who prayed about his upcoming mission trip to a Central Asian country. He had some of the normal anxieties and a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. But it was this statement that testified of his heart's desire. "Lord, I pray that those who encounter me during my stay also will encounter you." He wanted the contact between him and others to be a genuine encounter with the person of Christ himself. I wonder what would happen if each one of us adopted that same thought. How would our days be different if each morning we asked Christ to so envelop our words and deeds that others would sense the reality of Christ's indwelling presence? The presence of Christ is to be radiated to those around us. Our families, co-workers, friends, acquaintances, even our enemies. We can't keep the gospel a secret. So our desire should be that Christ, who has come to inhabit our soul through the Holy Spirit, will affect our behavior so that others can see and hear the changes that He works within us. The Apostle Paul wrote in that wonderful verse in Galatians 2:20 that all of us know, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." In almost every book he has authored, the Apostle Paul spoke about the new man that he had become through the sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The old Paul had been crucified with a Savior, and the new Paul was now alive through the indwelling presence of Christ. Jesus had come to take up residence in Paul, the truth that Paul often expressed as Christ in you. We find that in Colossians 1:27. It was the core of Paul's theology, and it is the center of our new existence in Christ. I think that this is pivotal if we are to grasp the great adventure that awaits us as followers of Jesus Christ. We can communicate the presence of the Savior because it is the Lord Himself who lives within us. The people we come into daily contact with can experience an encounter with Christ as we submit to His Lordship. Christ lives within, not simply to change us, but to give solid evidence of His magnificent presence. Will we let Him have His way with us so that we may show others the way? May those who encounter me or you today encounter the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Lord Jesus, so fill me with Your resurrected life today that my speech and conduct may reflect Your presence. I want my relationships with others to be opportunities for encounters with You. Let them see You at work in my life, especially take the rough corners of my personality and shape them into Your likeness. Thank You for the privilege of sharing Your life with so many who need hope and encouragement today. And thank You for using my life as a vehicle to show yourself to others.
Humbled in spirit, broken before your throne, nothing of my will, Lord, just yours and yours alone. I want the world. to be like you.
That's beautiful. And may it be our prayer that our life should reflect Jesus Christ, our Lord, and that His personality would radiate through us to those around us every day. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. Here in November and December, we could sure use your help. And to say thank you for your gift here at the end of the year, we're sending out to you a wonderful Christmas CD. I know it's early, but I want to get this in your hand so you can start using it before Christmas actually gets here. It's by Mary Beth Carlson, and it's called The Heart of Christmas. 15 wonderful cuts on here with many songs, some old-time Christmas songs, some new, but I want to get a copy to you this week. Write to us here, won't you, at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Now let's wind up our time together with the Tom Fetke Singers and the song entitled The Majesty and Glory of Your Name.